listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. We are so thrilled to be joined by Lucius. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, this is a pleasure.
Yes, Lucius playing at the National in Richmond tonight. The doors are at 6:30. The show is at 7:30, and Victoria Canal is opening up. They have a new self-titled record. We've been spinning that on WNRN. Hopefully you've been enjoying that as much as we have. We're going to dig into talking about the record in a little bit, but we'd love it if you kick it off with a song for us first.
Great. I hope I didn't let you down, 'cause it's too late to make a change. You lived 100 lives before me, so self-involved to think that I could hold that weight like a mother to them all. With your arms stretched open wide, I hope you hear that heaven's call. I hope they're letting you inside. Sunshine on your face, I let you sit there without talking. You let me sit there in your shade. Let me dream about the future, all the plans we had to make. I hope I'm wrong about the after. Your final days. Could have said I'm frightened, but I couldn't. I didn't have the heart. I scared of dying. I couldn't. I didn't have the heart. Just a memory, and yesterday will be a dream.
True paradise.
Vicious live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The album is self-titled. It's new. It's out now. They are touring behind the release, playing at the National in Richmond this evening. The doors are at 6:30. The show is at 7:30 with Victoria Canal opening up. So it's so great to see you all again. The last time that we connected was 2023. I had to look that up, at Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden, ahead of your performance there. So good to see you all again.
Good to see you too.
At that point in time, we were discussing your last record, Second Nature, that had just come out, co-produced by Brandi Carlile and Dave Cobb. Mm-hmm. So certainly a different sonic territory on this new album. Can you sort of walk us through your approach, or maybe what you were looking to say on this record?
You know, we're all in very sort of parallel places in our lives. So setting down roots and having babies and making, you know, gardens. And it was very natural that we talk about home life. And the record does center on the theme of domesticity and, you know, what happens in your home or when you're not at home. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of the heart of the record, and which is why we wanted to self-title it even after four records, because it felt like us.
Congratulations, by the way. You are a mom since I last saw you. Now that you are both parents on the road, you bring your family along with you. What's that been like?
Much less sleep, but in a different way than before.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of coffee required.
It's so sweet. I mean, the levity that babies bring to a tour bus is something else. It's the partying is a little different.
More fun.
Much sweeter.
Mm-hmm. And talk to us a little bit about the songwriting on this record. So, you know, in the past, oftentimes you all might have ideas and then you bring them into the studio. But I did read that there was a little bit of you all writing together as a group in the studio this time. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, there's kind of no formula for how we write songs. They start in different ways, but this one we did do a bunch of the record at Danny's home studio, and we started a bunch of the songs together, and you know, Danny produced the record, and he's an incredible engineer, and so we got to start some of the songs from scratch with the instrumentation, and some of those demos became, you know, tracks on the record. So
with you two harmonizing for as long as you have, I'm curious sort of about your practice there. Have you evolved in the way that you all approach, you know, harmonizing and being together with your voices, or has that process always been the same?
It's always been very natural. But funny enough, our voices are very different when they're apart, but it's actually harder to sing without one another now after 20 years. So... So I guess that's a good thing, because we're singing together.
Lucius, live on WNRN. And actually, would you mind all going around and introducing yourselves so everyone in Radioland knows who's talking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Jess Wolf.
I'm Holly Lessig.
I'm Dan Malad.
I'm Jacob Peter.
And I'm Peter Lalish.
All right, thank y'all for being here. We'd love it if you could do another track for us.
Too much to prove, so much love. too much to lose. I'll never leave, I'll never leave. Ask me why, leave me alone. Push and pull, feels right at home. I'll never leave, I'll never leave, I'll never leave, I'll never leave. Sugar rush is hurting inside, in alone.
Lucius live on WNRN from In Your Ears Studios in Richmond. Playing at the National tonight. Doors are at 6:30. The show is at 7:30. The new album is self-titled. It is out now. So it features a couple of collaborators, and you all have done tons of collaborations throughout your career, even performing with Roger Waters or Joni Mitchell. So I'm curious, when it comes to your own project, Adam Grandisile of The War on Drugs is on this record. Madison Cunningham, another artist that we enjoy spinning on WNRN. Taylor Goldsmith of Dawes also credited as helping out with some of the instrumentation. So when it comes to your own project, how do you select who you're going to collaborate with, bring into the fold?
I think it comes naturally. Like the song that we did with Madison Cunningham, we wrote with her. We wrote with her and Ethan Griska, and it just felt natural to have her on it playing. It didn't end up being very much different than how we wrote it originally. So that came naturally. And with Adam from War on Drugs, you know, we're good friends with him. We sang on his song. And when we were doing this song, we were channeling that similar energy. And we thought, well, why don't we just bring him on our song this time? And he was down and it was great. Yeah.
Awesome. And I have to ask you about the cover art too. You all have always had interesting cover art. So how did you select this cover?
You know, originally it was just something that we thought, I'd pick that up at a record store. That looks interesting. Which I think is a good indicator. It was an indicator of a good album cover. But it slowly started making more and more sense. We liked the idea that it, you know, if you haven't seen the album cover, it's a picture of a dog's mouth. And you can't tell if he's smiling or growling. You can't tell what's behind closed doors. You can't tell how big he is. And yeah, the truth is he's a tiny little wired-haired terrier. Yeah. But he looks like he could eat your face if you want. Yeah. There was something about that related to home life and what happens behind closed doors, and that we sort of we liked that idea. Also, Lucius was my dog.
Mm-hmm. Love that. I actually did not know that. Well, there's always an intentionality behind all the visuals you all have, so appreciate you answering that for me. Mm-hmm. And speaking of interesting album covers, I'm actually going to go back in time, mm-hmm. because, again, around the time that I saw you all last, you were also celebrating the 10th anniversary of your breakout record. Also has a very interesting album cover. But you also did an interesting thing with this project, is that you re-recorded that record. So mm-hmm. tell us about why it was important to you all to go back and re-record Willed a Woman.
Yeah, I mean, it was the 10-year anniversary, and it was kind of the catalyst for this record, because we came back together the way that we had initially recorded it and got into all the parts and how we had done it, and just had this feeling of capability within ourselves and what we bring to the table, and we kind of wanted to do that again. And
yeah, especially after so much collaboration. I mean, like you said, we've spent the last 10 years singing on a lot of records, touring with a lot of people, which is, you know, some the highlights of some of our lives, you know, amazing moments in our lives. And we just wanted to make sure that we were, you know, paying attention to the heart of things, which is where it all started.
Is there anything that we as listeners should be listening out for if we go to revisit that record? You know, any sort of market changes? What maybe give us one example of one thing where you said, after all these years of touring and performing, and this is what we've learned, this is what we want to bring back to this project.
What do you think, Danny? Yeah, we did some different arrangements.
I would say that that we just were trying to make honest, authentic music that didn't feel like we were trying to be anything but ourselves. There was one kind of rule that was often broken, but that we tried to set, which was that to avoid references. I feel like there's a lot of time you're in the studio and you're, you know, trying to get a point across of what you're hearing, and it's, you know, this thing that's floating in the air that's non-existent, so it's easy to gravitate towards references. But also, we're all, you know, we've been doing this a long time and we all know and trust each other and trust each other's taste. And so I thought, like, let's just try to make music that we like and that be the focal point. And I think it comes across in the music, and we're all excited and standing behind it 100%.
Lucius live on WNRN. The self-titled album is out now. They're playing at the National in Richmond tonight. Doors are at 6:30. The show's at 7:30. We'd love it if you take us out with one more.
Again, lay low, soft are the pastel. Downtown city skies, they look so pretty, depending on the light. Hard are the moments we don't see eye to eye, and we're left longing to get back to you and I. In a storm, slow it down. Suddenly here I'm falling, like falling in love again.
Lucius, live on WNRN from In Your Ears Studios in Richmond, playing at the National in Richmond this evening. Doors are at 6:30. The show's at 7:30. The self-titled album is out now. Thank y'all for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks to the staff and crew at In Your Ears Studios in Richmond. Thanks to my fellow WNRN colleagues who are here. Thanks to the WNRN members and underwriters who are in attendance, who support make sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses. Thanks for listening.
All right.